Joining us now is Dick Gulman from Valley City, a recent inductee into the USA Softball Hall of Fame. Dick, thanks for taking some time with us, and first off, congratulations.
Thanks, Joel. I sure appreciate that.
Now, the induction was last week, and we tried to get in touch, but I know you're out traveling, and there was things that went on in the midst of that. But to get that opportunity to go out there and be in that induction ceremony and everything, you know, what were some of the feelings that you're going through?
Well, Joel, it was a special time indeed. My family was there, and it was just a wonderful night. It's still kind of hard to wrap your arms around it, but to get recognized on the national level for something that's been my passion for so many years, it was hard to imagine.
Well, let's start off. What drew you to softball, and what have you liked about it the most, and where is it taking you?
Well, you know, I played softball for about 32 years, but early on got interested in the administration part of it, running tournaments and building facilities and being able to work with our state program and getting involved there, and then from there moving on and representing North Dakota on the national level. Been a council member on the national level for almost 25 years. I've been chairman of the National Equipment Committee since 2005, and the National Equipment Committee really works with manufacturers to regulate bats and balls for the game. So it's been a really interesting part of my work. And then having the great honor to serve on the national governing body of USA Softball, which is now an Olympic event. We are the national governing body of amateur softball in the country. So I'm now in my third time I've served on that board, and it's an honor to be there.
The equipment was the big topic of your Hall of Fame induction. Looking at how equipment has gone for sports in general, it just seems that it grows so fast that early on there wasn't much discussion about safety or about the level playing field, and that was where you stepped in and started going towards that work. How did you get pulled into that aspect of softball?
Well, in the early 2000s, equipment was really getting out of hand in the field from the bats and balls, and the game is becoming more dangerous. And I got on the equipment committee in 2002, and in 2005, the president of USA Softball asked me if I'd be the chairman. And about that time, we had a strong emphasis on trying to come to some point where we could regulate the equipment more. And we got in touch with a scientist, engineer at the Washington State University. And from that moment on, we started doing field testing and developing new guidelines and regulations and coming up with bat and ball standards that the manufacturers would have to produce their product from. And instead of using anecdotal information and watching games and getting opinions, we started really basing our decisions on the science of the game, going out and doing field testing studies on the batted ball speed and et cetera, and then creating the standards that would minimize batted ball speed for the safety of the players.
From the first time you set out guidelines to the guidelines now for softball equipment at this point, what are some of the big changes that you've seen?
Well, certainly stopping the skyrocketing advancement of bats and balls, reducing the compression on balls and putting a limit on what the bats could produce in batted ball speed, you know, and doing reaction time studies on what is actually the reaction time from the batter to the pitcher or the batter to the shortstop, and then equating that into the production of equipment and how far that can advance. So it's been a huge, huge impact on the game.
From the research that you started doing with USA Softball, how much of that was shared with baseball and college baseball and high school baseball? I know we saw the change here in high school baseball in North Dakota last year they changed from wood bats in Class A back to BB core bats. How much of that information was shared amongst other sports?
That's an interesting question, Joel, because the gentleman, Dr. Lloyd Smith at Washington State University, is really been known recently as the renowned expert in this field across the country. He's done work for Major League Baseball, NCAA. In fact, on our equipment committee, there's a member from the NCAA and the High School Federation. So they work in conjunction with us and follow our rules and follow our bat and ball standards. And Dr. Smith has worked with the PGA So he's had an impact on across the country and across the board in some major sports. So he is truly the scientific expert in the country. And and we're the one that USA Softball found him.
What was the process to get you inducted into the Hall of Fame? And when did you start hearing that you're in the running? And when did you finally find out that you'd be put in?
Well, I was nominated a year ago. And they have different categories in the National Hall of Fame, umpires, players, sponsors, and then the meritorious service. And I was nominated by someone out of Indiana, and he put together a Hall of Fame application process. And I had tremendous support, had many wonderful letters of support written on my behalf. And you know, the great thing about being involved in softball the last 25 years is the friendships that you create throughout the country. And I've got, and that's the real benefit. I've got great friendships across the country, and I've enjoyed being involved. And you know, you try to make a difference wherever you can. And certainly this has been a passion, and hopefully I've made some difference, and I'm still working with it and not done yet.
There was a speech involved for you after being inducted into the Hall of Fame. How much work did you put behind that, and how much practice?
You know, Joel, that's a good question. I put a lot of time into it. You thought, you know, this is once in a lifetime, and it was, I was so honored and humbled to be there. I wanted it to be special, and that speech should be on the USA website now, and I did put a lot into it, and really wanted it to be meaningful.
What involvement now do you with your committees? Are you still with softball here in the state and at the national level? And how do you feel that the state of softball is right now in North Dakota? I know obviously this is not the weather that a lot of people are playing. Right. Some might still come out and play in this, but where do you feel things stand here in this state?
Well, we have a strong program. I'm still state commissioner. I'm still chairman of the equipment committee on the national level and on the national board of directors. But in North Dakota, we have a very strong program. Our youth JO girls fast pitch program is growing by leaps and bounds, and it's a great game for the girls. Our adult program has probably leveled off some, but still really strong participation in our state. In comparative to our size, we have strong participation compared to across the country.
We're talking with Dick Gullman, a recent inductee into USA Softball Hall of Fame. Dick, again, thanks for joining us here, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Joel. I appreciate it.